Today, the Supreme Court overturned the death sentences of at least 150 convicted murderers. By a vote of 7-2, the High Court declared that a defendant's right to a jury trial is violated when the final life or death judgment is made by a judge instead of a jury. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Today's ruling involved an armored car robbery in which the driver of a Wells Fargo truck was murdered in Arizona. Three men were charged, but at trial there was no evidence as to who the shooter was. Under Arizona law, the decision on a sentence is made by the judge, not the jury. And at the sentencing hearing, one of the defendants turned state's evidence and identified Timothy Ring as the shooter, whereupon the judge sentenced Ring to death. Ring appealed, claiming that leaving the sentencing decision to the judge was a denial of his constitutional right to a jury trial. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court, by a 7-2 vote, agreed. In addition to Arizona, which has 129 people on death row, four other states have laws similar to Arizona's: Idaho, Montana, Colorado, and Nebraska. In addition, four other states allow a judge to override a jury's recommendation of sentencing. Thus, today's ruling will have a significant effect on the fates of many death row inmates. Defense lawyer Brian Stevenson is director of the Equal Justice Initiative of Alabama, which handles death penalty cases.
This is the first time in almost two decades that the Supreme Court has issued a ruling that completely invalidates several states' death penalty statutes. We're talking about potentially hundreds of death sentences being overturned.
Stevenson said he expects there will have to be new punishment proceedings, not only in Arizona and the four similar states, but also the four states that make jury decisions on the death penalty advisory: Alabama, Florida, Delaware, and Indiana. Of those, he said, Alabama is likely to have the most difficult time, since 83 of the men on death row were sent there against the advice of a jury.
In Alabama, judges use the override provision quite frequently. A quarter of the death sentences we have involve death sentences, life verdicts being returned by juries that have been overridden by our elected trial judges. It's been a source of great frustration to defense attorneys, and it's been heavily criticized because it, in the minds of many, politicizes the death penalty.
In Florida, in contrast, he said, the state Supreme Court made it very difficult to override a jury recommendation, and Indiana recently changed its law. Drew Edmondson, the president of the National Association of Attorneys General, said today's ruling would not pose major difficulties for the states.
The important thing to keep in mind is it does not affect guilt or innocence, so that the cases that do have to be remanded will be remanded for sentencing only. And that should not be a terrible burden on the states that are affected.
The Supreme Court's decision today was written by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and overturned a decision the High Court made just 12 years ago upholding the Arizona capital sentencing scheme. As Justice Ginsburg noted, however, 2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that a judge acting without a finding from a jury cannot impose a greater punishment than is authorized by the jury verdict. In that case, the court said a judge could not add years onto a prison sentence for using a gun in a hate crime when the jury did not weigh evidence that the offense was a hate crime. In this case, as in all death cases, the sentence was imposed by weighing aggravating and mitigating factors, and the judge, after hearing evidence of who was the shooter, decided the aggravating circumstances outweighed the mitigating ones. But the aggravating circumstances were not weighed by the jury, and thus the sentence violated the defendant's right to a jury trial, said Justice Ginsburg. The right to a jury trial would be senselessly diminished, she said, if it required the jury to make findings for increased jail terms, but not for putting someone to death. Thus, said Ginsburg, we were simply wrong in upholding the Arizona statute 12 years ago. Justice Antonin Scalia, in a concurring opinion, agreed. My observation over the last 12 years has been, said Scalia, that the right to a jury trial is in perilous decline because legislatures are increasingly willing to give powers to a judge that should be the domain of the jury. Dissenting from today's ruling were the court's two Arizonans, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and Chief Justice Rehnquist. The court, they said, was right to uphold the Arizona capital sentencing scheme 12 years ago and wrong today. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.